back at it again on the podcast.
We're back.
Oh, no.
That's the Texas, I don't even know who the quarterback was, but anyway, insert that guy voice.
We've got the meat.
Arby's. Meat. Well, it's good to be back. Old Donovan's getting situated.
You're getting situated.
Situated. Les garçons de la comédie. I think that's supposed to be the boys of comfy in French.
You sure?
No. I plugged that into a translator and just pumped something out.
Damn, man. It's been
a
minute.
So we're back. It has been a minute. Been a minute.
I would say we catch up, but we do talk off air.
We are friends, yeah. IRL, if anyone was wondering.
It's like we're not on the podcast. We just never talk. This is the only thing holding this together.
I stopped being your friend years ago. This is it. I just have good chemistry.
Yeah, ever since I went to Dubuque.
It changed me.
It just hits different now.
No, dude. The East Coast hits way harder than the Midwest.
Oh, yeah, because there's nothing to do out there.
Guy. There's something nice about being coastal elite, you know?
Coastal elite?
Yeah.
You mean the West Coast?
No, coastal. Well, I guess that's both.
Oh, yeah. I guess I think it's just because we're in a metropolitan area.
Yeah.
Like everything is, you know, a little sweaty there, my dude.
Me?
Yeah, you just worked out?
Whoop. Nope. Just, I think it's permanent stain.
Nice. Yummy.
The shirt's like.
That's an old shirt.
Yeah, it's at least 5 years old.
Yeah. So. It's an old shirt.
Maybe I should just cut the sleeves off, make it a tank. Just kidding, I'm too fat for that, man.
It's never bad. Too fat. You're beautiful, King.
Thank you. I'm going to turn this down a little bit. Just so. We have the television on for anyone.
I mean, what is new since the last time we talked?
Last time that you and I have talked on, like, the podcast.
No, just like you and I have talked.
Oh,
I guess we should catch up to the listeners.
Yeah, I was looking at it. We haven't posted since like
3 months.
Yeah. It's like January. Sheesh.
I don't get that meme. Somebody showed it to me. I'm like, why are they doing that?
I don't
Dude, get am it. I an old person? Oh my God.
We finally hit the point where it's
why are they doing that?
Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't get it. Oh no.
Old.
That's you, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm getting old.
Sucks.
Oh, yeah, we both turned 26. I guess that's changed.
Oh, yeah.
We both had birthdays.
Yep.
I still live at home, so that hasn't changed.
Backed into a car.
You did?
Yeah.
Fun. Oh, yeah, I sold my truck.
Oh, yeah, the truck's dead.
Yep.
Sold or scrapped?
Sold.
Really? Someone bought it?
CarMax bought it.
Oh.
Those suckers sold it for like $3,500.
They bought it for you?
Yeah.
Really?
That much money.
Wow.
They cut a check. They're like, will this do? I was like, yup.
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I think like small trucks are like in demand.
When they're running.
Well, I mean, the S10 runs. It just leaks and
spits and
yeah,
does racist old white people things.
Yeah. Fires up like, now, boy.
Yeah. Dude, I want to get a train horn in my car.
Your car battery's going to die, man.
Only if I use the horn.
It's true. Can you imagine just, like, letting that thing nice, struck him out? Can you imagine just laying down your horn and, like...
Just hearing it just fade?
Yeah.
Your car stops.
Call AAA. Hey, it happened again.
I've got them on speed dial. I know all the tow drivers by first name basis.
Yeah, Joe. I lay down my horn again. No, I won't change it.
Yeah, how's your kid's bar mitzvah, bro?
Yeah. I'm like paying single-handedly for it with all these toes.
What do you mean you already used my free tow of the year?
You said I still have 100 free miles, man. What the hell?
You said the last one didn't count.
You literally said, hey, man, I got you.
One of my friends just bought their first house.
Oh, nice. Way to dunk on both of us.
Yeah, if it makes you feel any better, she's 21.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, this is epic.
Fuck.
We also got a new button.
Yeah. All the buttons haven't changed except that one. Damn, 21 and bought a house? Hold up. Are they in the military?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say, like, the VA loan doesn't count.
No.
Damn. Good for them.
Nope. But they're down in Woodbridge.
Hoodbridge. I got a call from Woodbridge and Manassas today, both spam risk. So I don't know what that's about. Like, back to back.
Interesting.
Yeah. Maybe they're trying to sell me a house.
Dude, we get all those calls. We get a ton of them at...
At work?
At work. On the work phone.
Really?
Yeah, so we've got a work cell phone that we use. Mm-hmm. That's the number that's set to, the online.
Yeah, yeah.
And people will call it. We've gotten prank calls, too.
Is your refrigerator running?
No, we got one that was like, what's y'all, sir? Have you guys got dog?
Oh, cat? Come you guys on. Got cat? That's not even...
I was like, no, we have ramen. Is that dog or cat? It's ramen. And then they hung up.
What a fucking asshole.
Speaking of racist shit like that, though, have you seen all the Asian hate crimes?
Yeah.
It's getting a lot of publicity now.
Yeah. One sec.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, let's just interrupt racial tensions. A little liquid death.
Liquid death? Dang.
Wow, my thirst is murdered.
Yeah.
Sponsor this motherfucking podcast. That'd be cool.
The GBD pod brought to you by
Liquid Death. Liquid Death. Murder your thirst.
That'd be such an easy ad read. I'm going to email their...
Hey, pussy. Are you tired of being thirsty?
I'm going to email their I'm going to email their
I'll just tweet at them every day.
Corporate.
From our...
Liquid.
I feel like I did. Now follow me.
Death. Yo, 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 yo.
That was a Vine, wasn't it?
No, it was a TikTok.
It was the dudes in, like, tall white tees.
I don't know, dude. I didn't look at it. Liquid Death. There's just a button at the top that says, hell yes, and I'm tempted to push it.
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
Still or sparkling?
Sparkling, bro. This is actually pretty good.
It's not bad. No, I've had it before.
Yeah, this is my first time having
it. Dude, you can buy them by the case.
A little 36 rack of...
For $15.
That's not bad.
It's $1.24 per tall boy, and they're 17 ounces, basically.
That's not bad.
Mm-mm.
Join
Auto Death and get code for free shirt.
Oh, cool. A shirt.
Whoa.
Actually, take a picture.
They deliver it to your house.
Nice.
If you get the premium membership, I don't know what that means.
They just straight up murder you.
Deliver one a week? Oh, shit.
How much water, like, how many tall boy cans do you have to be drinking?
I mean, like, one a day for, like, a week.
How many are in a case?
12.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
That was, like, a 36 rack of water.
Yeah, but you'd be spending 15 a week, not including shipping.
Sheesh. If you take my picture, I'll tweet it from our Twitter account and say sponsor the pod. Suck in the old gut there, guy.
Hashtag dying to get sponsored.
We're onto something.
Hold on. I forgot where my camera is. I don't take pictures.
Wow. Sorry, TV's on.
Nope, can't do that. Turn the can, like, tilt it, yeah, rotate it in your hand.
Towards you?
Yeah, just rotate it so it looks more natural. Sure.
Sure.
And we'll do one more.
Should we do one in action? Hold on, let me get the... That is not... Ah, that's Chris, motherfucker. Yeah, so we're back, 9 minutes into this motherfucker. still living at home, gotten fat, so that's fun.
Same. Actually, I've lost weight.
Nice, mazel tov.
Yeah, I think I lost like 10 pounds since the beginning of COVID. That's probably because from the lack of eating and the hours and the stress.
The stress.
Stress. Work is stressful.
It is, man. Actually, my work's been highs and lows. I'm definitely in a low right now, which is nice.
I'm at a high right now because it's my day off.
Hell. Oh, I meant like, sorry, I guess like ebb and flow would have been better than highs and lows. And I'm ebbing right now rather than flowing.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
No, I don't mind it. Like the last few weeks, man, I was there till like 6.
Sheesh. All right, that needs to stop.
And now I'm leaving at like 1 o'clock, which is awesome.
Yeah, what time do you get there? If you don't mind me asking. Like 6?
No.
Like later or earlier?
Like between 8:30 and 9.
Oh, shit. You got like 5-hour days?
Yeah, and then I just telework the rest of it. Yeah.
As in air quotes.
No, it wasn't.
They're listening.
Sorry.
He works very hard at home.
Yeah. Anyway. Don't worry. They get their pound of flesh out of me on like the busy days. So.
Yeah, it's a 95.
Yeah,
baseball.
These dudes are throwing gas.
That dude looks like he's just trying to keep up. What are the pads for? Is that new?
No, you could always wear like an elbow pad in case you get, you know, hit in the elbow.
Is that new?
No. Baseball players always been wearing.
Really?
I would say always, but like.
I don't know. I've just never noticed it before.
Yeah.
It's the first time I'm seeing it.
Like Barry Bonds, when he was roided out, he would have shoulder pads. He was like padded up from his elbow all the way to his shoulder.
Jeez.
Because he would just sit like really close in the box. And then, you know, just fucking yam home runs.
On steroids.
Yeah.
The juice.
Speaking of the juice, man, have you seen the new Bronco?
Yes, I saw it outside in the driveway.
Yeah, Sarah bought it.
Dude, that's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Pretty cool.
I can't believe Ford decided to make one in white, you know? Because that's what OJ drove. So,
what would that stop anyone?
I don't know. They don't support OJ?
I don't know, man. I mean, cops drive navy blue Tauruses, and they still fucking sell those.
Dude, yeah, if you drive, like, if you're a citizen.
Ford Explorer.
And a Taurus.
Oh,
my God.
I hate you.
I know.
I hate you so much.
Especially the white Explorer. I hate it. Oh, they got him. Damn.
There have been so many times that. That, you know, you'll be driving on the highway, doing a little bit faster. You're doing like 65, 70. And a Taurus pulls out after you, or like an Explorer on the highway. Yeah, and you're like, oh, no.
They got me.
Or you're pulling up on one, and you're like, oh, shit. I can't speed past this dude.
Yep.
And you, like, get up next to them, you see it's just some, like, 80-year-old man. You're like, get the fuck out of the left lane, dude.
I know. It sucks ass. Ooh, now I'm getting real bump.
I commandeered someone's Disney Plus account.
Yeah.
And
watched the Maggiano Loriane.
Yeah, I watched the I'm not gonna say that joke. I watched The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Dude, it's so good. I can't wait till they do the Book of Boba.
Yeah, the Book of Bofa is gonna be great.
Yeah, I love bubble tea.
Yes.
But yeah, no, so since I'm on the Star Wars binge, oh, I also finished all the Pirates of the Caribbean movies that they had available on there.
Oh, I guess that is Disney, yeah.
Yeah, they're missing a Stranger Tides, the Blackbeard one.
Oh, I did not watch that one.
I watched the first, the second, the third, and then the last one.
How many are there?
It's like 5 right now.
I've only seen the 3.
You haven't seen the last two?
Mm-mm.
The last two were like side stories. The Stranger Tides one was with the mermaid.
Oh, actually, yeah. I did see that one.
And then the last one was the ghost captain.
I don't remember that
one. He had, like, flowing hair. It looked like he was underwater all the time, but he was in the air.
No, I just remember the mermaid one. I remember watching that one and being like, this sucks, you know?
It was different, man. I wish, you know. The first three actually had a story. Now they're just, like, random side missions, if anything.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like what type of like sea shanty bullshit can we throw together?
Yeah, I mean the last one, I don't want to spoil it for you.
You can go ahead, man. I don't
care.
But
the last one, basically, they go on a, spoiler alerts, they go on an adventure. So like Will Turner, remember he became the captain of the Dutchman?
Yeah.
And he's, you know, cursed to ferry dead people.
Right. Yeah, but, he's the Flying Dutchman now.
Yeah. Davy Jones.
That's it, yeah.
But his kid grows up.
That's right. Doesn't that's how one of them ends? Is like Will Turner comes back and he sees his girl and she has a kid next to him.
Yeah, so that was the end of
the third.
That was the end of the last one, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like 10 years later, something like that, when he could go back to land. So the kid was like 10 years old or 9.
Crazy how that works.
I know.
Yeah.
But what is it?
So Will Turner's son.
Yep. So he is even older now.
Yeah.
And he goes.
He becomes a pirate.
Yeah, basically. He tries to free his dad from the curse. And the only way to do that is to find the Trident of Poseidon or whatever. But at the end, they figured out that the Trident, like,
was actually in our hearts the entire time. No.
It's like it represents all the curses. So if you break the Trident, you break all the curses in the world.
Okay.
So, like, now that all the magic crazy shit is gone,
mm-hmm.
you know, what else is there now? Now the ocean's just normal. So I think Pirates of the Caribbean might be done, right?
Hold on. I thought they're doing one more. But I know they kicked.
New one better be good.
Well, I mean, they kicked old Johnny Depp off. So
yeah. So how are you going to do Pirates of the Caribbean without Jack Sparrow?
That's a good question. But I don't know. And maybe in like lieu of the new evidence that has been presented, they might give him a shot back. But we never know. Probably not. I mean, let's be real. That's, you know. Who plays? So it's Orlando Bloom, Johnny Depp.
Keira Knightley.
That's it, Keira Knightley.
She's hot in that movie.
She is, but damn, she was annoying.
Why?
I just thought her character sucked. You know?
I guess. I mean, she went from, like, basically, like, low-key royalty to being a dirty pirate.
Yeah.
Look at that character development.
Oh, good eye, Trey. How many outs are there? One? Okay. Duck. All right, let's go.
Margot Robbie and Christina Hodson re-team for new Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
I don't know who either of them are.
Margot Robbie?
Yeah.
It's Harley Quinn.
Oh. Yeah. Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Will there be a new movie? Okay. Sorry, I'm like looking at, yeah.
No, go ahead.
Dang.
What's up?
Even though the fifth movie was kind of like a low-key flop, it still did $800 million globally.
Dang. Yeah, Disney knows.
And that's not the sort of money that you would ever expect Disney to just forget about.
Yeah, dude, Disney knows, like, if we make it, people will pay.
Exactly.
So, I mean, look at Star Wars, man. Like,
oh, no, they're milking that dead horse.
Yeah.
Squeezing all the curds and whey out of those teats. It's not bad. See, that's the thing, though. Me, as like a Star Wars fan, I hate the movies. Like,
yeah.
At least how the last three ended.
Yep.
But it's like one of those things. They put out a new one. I will go pay to go see it.
Yeah, I'm in the same camp.
At least for now. I mean, Marvel. You know, I know Marvel. Like after 10 movies, you were like, I'm done. I can't.
Dude, I'm all the way out on Marvel.
Really?
And I'm soon. I mean, Star Wars hasn't done it yet, but they're going down that path where it's going to be like too much to keep up, you know? Yeah. Because, like, supposedly they're doing that Kenobi show.
Oh, see, I'm hyped for any of the Star Wars. Dude,
right.
They're bringing back the animated series, but they're doing it about this clone troop called the Bad Batch.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
I'm hyped for that.
Apparently,
though, production was
delayed.
Yeah, put to a screeching halt.
Damn.
Because what is it? The voice actor that does the clones.
Right.
He said that
I want more money.
No, he said he's tired of like doing just the clone voices. Yeah, and somebody made a meme. I'm like, what is that? Some sort of clone humor. Like, yeah, dude, they all sound the same. Like,
yeah, they're clones.
What do you think?
And I saw for the Kenobi show, they're going to bring back
Ewan McGregor
and the dude who played Anakin, Christian Haydn.
Yeah. The dude that killed all the Tusken Raiders.
Yes, that Anakin, yep.
I don't like sand.
It's coarse and it gets everywhere.
It's not smooth like your skin.
I recently watched the prequels, man. During our little break, and
I want to do a whole Star Wars marathon.
It's a lot.
I know it's a lot. I mean, it's like, but I feel like saying Star Wars marathon, like, makes me go, but Lord of the Rings marathon makes me go,
yeah.
Like, I love Lord of the Rings, man, but dude, that's a battle in itself trying to watch all of them.
Well, if you're going to do Lord of the Rings, are you doing like The Hobbit then Lord of the Rings?
I think I would do it chronologically, yeah.
Yeah, I would do the same.
That just makes sense. I mean, you know, with Star Wars, yeah, I think you would have to start with Qui-Gon.
Yeah, one, two, three.
And then take away all the CGI and go back to Luke Skywalker and then jump back forward again to like even better CGI. It's interesting how they did that. I mean, I don't mind.
Yeah.
I would like to see some of the Old Republic shit, though.
That'd be sick.
If they did, like, a whole series on, like, the Mandalorian Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. But, like, a nitty-gritty version.
Zack Snyder it.
Yeah.
Without the slow-mo.
Yeah.
And like 4-hour.
Like, because, like, if you read about, like, some of, like, the Star Wars.
Oh, he's ripping.
Legends stuff.
Yeah.
They, so, like, Mandalorians, they're, like, the natural enemies to, like,
the Jedi,
yeah, because I guess I don't know, but anyways, so when they would get into fights, you know how like Jedi can just deflect laser fire,
yeah.
So what the Mandalorians did, they said, "Let's go backwards instead of trying to find a new weapon. We'll just use old ones." Mm-hmm. So they basically just used like
modern
day guns,
right?
And they call them slug throwers. And so, but
oh, you know,
but because it can't
bullets,
exactly. But
seriously,
because
a lightsaber can't like deflect a
no, because it melts metal. So what they'll do is they'll just get molten lead in their face.
Ah,
so it just like splashes on the thing and just like turns into like a shotgun, basically.
that's epic.
Yeah, so that's how they would do.
No,
he's out.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're watching the game right now, guys. At the same
just
time. Just
guys being dudes. Oh, shit, my candy.
Hold on. BRB.
All right, I'm going to talk to the people. Or actually, ladies and gentlemen, Kanye West.
God, you're really sued.
The joke there would be we would cut to Conway. Kanye West is Runaway because it's like 6 minutes long. Damn, so I guess I'm holding the reins, right, meow. Yeah, we haven't found it's possible to pause the, sorry, I'm a little snotty, pause the recording. We found that if you hit the big record button again, it just stops recording. So maybe someday we'll figure out how to stop recording. I bet it, you know, if we touch the screen, but I don't really want to go through that and find out. Lost my headphones. So what's new with me? Baseball season's in full swing. That's about it. I mean, I'm pretty stoked about baseball being back. Just summer in general. It's nice being warm and, like, you know, not cold and shit. So yeah. Damn, I'm really snotty right now.
But it's like too hot now.
Oh, nah, dude. I don't mind it. It's because it's not humid yet. You know?
Yeah, we kind of skipped April.
Yeah, now it's just...
Dude, it was 82 degrees outside today.
I know. It was nice. I wish I could have gotten out there.
It was hot. I am a very much so an indoor person.
How did I fuck this up?
No, you flip it down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there we go. Big brain activated.
Yeah, I use my college degree sometimes.
I'm a STEM major. What type of candy you got there?
Lifesavers, you want one?
Sure, I'll take a lifesaver. Just throw me one. You can surprise me. I don't really care. Aw. Ooh, two of them. Nice.
Two for one.
Two for... Mm.
That was it? The Washington, the Toyota dealerships only sent $50? Oh, for any, for every strikeout. I was like, that's it? You tell me a multi-million dollar industry.
Auto industry is going to send $50. Why don't you just throw a dollar and change on the floor and laugh at me when I pick it up? You know?
Not even a penny.
Lifesavers are good, man.
I like Lifesavers. You know what's really good, though?
Haribo.
What's that?
The gummy bears?
Oh, Haribo gummy bears, yeah.
Wait, how do you pronounce it? Haribo or Haribo?
Haribo. Yeah, Haribo. It's German.
Yeah.
Haribo. Mach Kinderfroh or something like that.
Haribo? God damn it.
That sounds like a Japanese candy. You know?
They were allies at one point.
Never forget.
Never forgive. Never forgive.
Two for two, bitch.
Look at this dude.
Oh, that was an accident, but I guess that
happy
works.
Happy accidents. No, so I was asking, so my old manager.
Yeah.
I was asking him, I was like, you know, it's like, so do you, is there like, is it weird between Americans and Japanese people? Because like what we did was pretty fucked up.
Yeah, twice. Not once. Mm-hmm. Two times.
And he was like, honestly, he's like, I don't really give a shit. He's like, but older people, yeah. Like old people do. They're mm-hmm. like, they're like dirty fucking Americans and shit, you know. But he was like, honestly, yeah, nobody really gives a shit. Like at least anyone his age. Mm-hmm. But I was asking him, so like, what's the educate? What's hit? What are history lessons like?
Yeah, do they just gloss over?
And I was like, oh, man, yeah, yeah, no, they definitely like, they're like, yeah, they bombed us. Why? It's like, yeah, that's like a different lesson. It's like, so they basically just don't talk about why.
Interesting.
Why did they get involved in the war?
We were made promises that, actually, you know, I don't really know why. Them and Germany allied together.
No. Like, why did the U.S. attack Japan? Yeah. Why did they drop the bombs on us? And like, oh, it's not covered.
Oh, what is on my leg?
Some sweaties.
No, it's just something hurts.
Boys got the hurties.
It's really hard to talk and chew at the same time.
Talk and chew. Chew and talk. Man.
Yeah, one thing I hate about spring coming back is, like, how snotty I get.
The pollen? Dude, yeah. I've been rubbing my eyes the past 3 days. Ugh. And I work indoors.
Brutal. I mean, damn, there's a hit. I mean, you guys, you know, get a lot of, like, foot traffic, so I imagine, like, the doors constantly opening.
But you've been closing to Union Market. Like, you know where my stall is. It's nowhere
true,
near
true, you're
doors.
All the way in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't been in a minute, though.
Yeah, you can come by anytime, man. Yeah, he smashed that ball.
I just don't like, I don't like Union Market's parking situation. And
free?
It is free, but I mean.
Dude, lately there's always parking. There's always parking, straight up. It's not like last time you went on a busy day.
Yeah.
Peak hours. No, it's like there's always parking, dude.
Nice. Didn't they open a rooftop there? Rooftop
yeah.
bar now?
Yeah, rooftop's been there. It's called Hylon.
That's cool. Pylon?
Hylon.
Oh, Hylon.
Because there's grass up there. It's like turf.
Apparently,
it's really nice. My coworker went. I've never been. I don't drink, so there's no reason for me to. I barely go into DC as it is.
Right.
But
that's the other thing. It's in DC, which I don't want to, like, you know.
Yeah. No, I hear you. But yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
How so, Nova, right?
I don't know. But earlier, we were talking about tattoos.
Yeah.
Oh, you went to one to go get your shit drawn up.
Yeah, I just didn't pan out.
Didn't like what he was putting out? Or
So I went with an idea, right? Like, hey, can we do this? And like, yeah, like we can do an exact copy of that.
Well, you don't want an exact copy. You want something for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, yeah, well, we want like, I can't. It was like an astronomical amount. And I'm like, I'm not going to pay that. And I'm like, well, can we dumb it down a little bit or like lose some of the detail?
And like, that wasn't the issue.
Right. And it just looked terrible. And well, yeah, and the price he was asking for was not.
All right. So how big did you want it?
I was thinking like the size
baseball
of
baseball size.
Yeah, on my calf.
How much is he asking?
Like 1500 or something like that.
What?
Yeah, it was insane,
dude. My friend got a whole sleeve done for like double that.
Yeah, it was
a whole sleeve. Not even like, dude, that thing's like an, you know.
I think it was 50. It was a lot. It was not like
it's like the size of our stickers that we have. It's like a 3-inch sticker.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 inches across, bro, for real?
I was telling you, man. It was
1500?
1500 sounds right, but it also sounds too. I started being like, are you serious? You know? So
I mean, to an extent, but like the thing is though, you're charging like, that amount to copy.
Right, right. Like, yeah, like the artist.
I would totally do it if it was like, he's like, all right, cool, I'm going to take this and run with it. Come back in a week and I'll show you what I got.
Right. Like he drew something completely original, but they didn't. They were literally just like, yeah, we'll copy that. And I was like, this doesn't feel right, you know?
Yeah.
So another time. They have the.
I mean, but like, you know, I can't say anything. I can't speak to that because like I'm not in the industry.
Right.
And I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know. Damn. What the dynamic is now. I don't know what other tattoo artists would say.
Right.
You know, like, what do you think of people just, like, getting a picture and going on? Is
like,
that
literally just going on Pinterest and being like, I want that, you know?
Does that, you know what I mean? Like, as your pride as an artist, does that...
Right.
Does that sit well with you? Is this, like, okay? Is this, like, normal? Or...
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I can't speak to how one of them or an artiste would feel, but...
And think about the original artist too. Imagine right. having your thing copied, but then
like a billion times,
but then having it done poorly.
Right. And then you're not making any commission off of it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what's tough about the internet, right? Is like an artist will post a picture of some sweet piece they did. And you know, anyone can be like, well, I want that. And I can get someone to do it for me for like, you know, half the cost or,
I mean, you probably get an apprentice do it for you for like a couple hundred bucks.
Right.
It won't be the best. I mean, the one you showed me didn't look super detailed.
No.
It was just like, it's definitely a lot of fine detail, but it's like, I kind of get it, you know, because like yours is like a lot of like tiny dots.
Little dots. Yeah.
Because of the scales on the snake.
Snake.
But you got to be careful with those too, man, because like if you make them too small, over the years it'll bleed out.
I bleed. Oh, fuck me.
So it'll look like a
that's brain. A home run.
Oh, shit.
That's a 2-run. Fuck.
Awesome. GG Nats, get your shit together.
Awesome. Yeah. I don't know, but they had like a...
That dude's a unit.
Yeah, he's bigums. That's what's great about baseball, man. You don't have to be like in shape to play, you know?
I mean, it helps, right?
It definitely helps. I mean, look at this dude.
Oh, yeah, he looks like he does. He eats home runs for breakfast.
Yeah. Just bigums, you know? May look easy.
Straight down the middle.
Yep. Fuck. She gone. Man, that's really about to lose 2 games back to back. I'm itchy now. What are we saying? So the place that. I was going to go to, they have a wall just full of like, not a wall, but like a poster full of, you know, like little one-offs you could get.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, maybe I'll start with that, you know?
Oh, just like one of, just something, the basic tattoo out of the book.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with those.
Really?
No.
Because
unoriginal, you know what I mean? Like if you're going to be paying money for something permanent.
Right.
You might as well get something, you know, worthwhile.
But they look cool.
It doesn't have to. I mean, shit, you know, maybe, but like I said, I mean,
what
to
if
me,
looking cool means a lot to me?
I mean, they do you.
Yeah.
But to me personally.
Right.
If I ever got, you know, more tattoos, it would definitely be something like custom.
Right.
You know, like I'm ready to drop like fucking my car money. Stretch. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think I'd be down to pay like 15 grand.
15?
Oh 20 grand. God. Yeah, but like the thing is I want both sleeves, mm-hmm. back and maybe even a chest piece.
You're going to be on your little Shia LaBeouf bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Also another name that's probably not super kosher anymore.
Why?
Some abuse allegations are out against them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Against what? From who?
Who's former girlfriends. Mm.
They're all coming out?
I don't know of all of them,
but like one.
I know this is not correct, but it's from the top of my head. I know like one or two. Mm. And one of them is pretty famous. Mm. Something Twigs.
All right.
Yeah.
Was she like a Twitch streamer?
No, I think she's an artiste. Mm. Okay. Like a music artist.
Mm.
Fuck.
That sucks.
Yeah, it sucks about LaBeouf.
I mean, it just sucks the situation in general. I don't know who's right, who's wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know what the facts are, but, you know, I mm-hmm. hope things work out the way they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Especially shit like that, you know what I mean?
Right. Sorry, I derailed. So you're going to get this big-ass back.
One day.
Chest piece. And,
one day.
Sleeves. That'd be sick.
Would be sick.
I think well, he didn't have a front chest piece or sleeves. Never mind.
I know. He had that fat ass back piece, though.
Who?
LaBeouf.
Oh, I was going to say.
He's got a DC tattoo?
Like DC Comics?
No, he's got the DC flag.
Oh, really?
Like right on his, I think the left side of his face where his sideburn is.
LaBeouf?
Mm-hmm. Huh. I saw it in that movie, Tax Collectors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good ass movie if you haven't seen it yet.
I have not.
Dude, it's really good.
Is it on the Flicks?
No.
No.
I don't think so. But it was a good ass movie.
I'll catch it when it comes on. Like, you know,
anything.
Flicks or Prime.
Anything. Yeah. Even Stevens brought, was it you watching Even Stevens on Disney Plus? And he was like, next recommended.
The Tax Collector.
The Tax Collector. How do you go from like a wholesome family show to drugs and kingpins?
Yeah. I don't know. So is the life of acting.
I think it's just the life of Disney actors.
Yo, speaking of Netflix, have you seen the show Who Killed Sarah?
No.
No.
Is that Asian chick that got found inside the fucking water tank?
No, this is a... that was a documentary which Denise, my girlfriend, we watched together. It was actually kind of interesting.
Was that a cold case or did they...
No, they found out. Well, you know...
Was justice served?
I guess she didn't get... Well, spoiler alert, she wasn't murdered, you know?
Really? Yeah. Oh, so yeah, so I remember that happening, and it was all over the news.
Yeah.
But nobody had any info, so...
Do you want me to spoil
it? Yeah, spoil it. Fuck, right. I mean... It's not like...
Just mash that 15-second button. Anyway, so, you know, she was found dead in that water tank, yes. Right? But with, like... No lacerations, no sign of foul play, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And after some like detective work and sleuthing, they found out that
she killed herself.
Yeah, basically, but not because she was sad, but because she was psychologically ill. Probably is not the right term.
Mm.
But I think she had
her mind wasn't right.
Yeah, I think she had like.
Schizo or something.
Or bipolar disorder. Mm-hmm. I don't want to lump all of them together, but, like, you know, she had a disorder and was off her meds. So she just had this really bad episode.
Oh, shit. And so she just went in and climbed back out?
Yeah. I mean, there's no, like, ladder out of that thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you're in, you're in.
Yeah, and you can only tread water. I mean, the thing is deep. You can only tread water for so long.
Yeah,
the
thing's, like, 10 feet of water.
So... You know, I guess it would be a suicide technically, but like...
Accidental suicide?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, because like the whole show like spins off. She was like... Because like...
I remember people were very focused on the elevator footage. You know, like she looked scared. She looked scared.
Well, she's just neurotic.
Yeah, she's like mid-episode.
Yeah. There's that with the elevator footage. There's...
I remember they didn't have a lot to go on.
They didn't. And the door for the...
roof?
So the roof, like, they were saying, like, the emergency the fire alarm went off, right? Mm-hmm. The fire alarm didn't go off. And then there's, like, a door to get into the water tank, and the door was supposedly closed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like, well, how did she... open it, jump in there, and then close it. Like, someone must have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Through, like, the end, they're kind of just like, yeah, someone must have just reported it wrong, you know? Like, just human error. So that's what they kind of just chalked it up to. That
So they just, yeah, they just took the easy explanation.
Yeah.
We don't really know what happened, but
yeah,
just, something went wrong, and we're going to be better.
Basically.
Yeah, so now I'm sure those water tanks are all going to have, like, ladders inside of them now.
Or, like, a... you know, like a master lock.
Yeah, like a lock and key.
Yeah.
Yo!
Yeah, the Big Scoop Cookie Blast from Sonic.
Dude, I got excited. I thought it was going to be Dairy Queen. I was like, oh, shit, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing later.
Nope. Sonic.
Sonic's was lit.
Dude, fucking Dubuque got a Sonic, like, after I left.
What?
Yeah.
Shameful.
I know, dude. I've been there, like, every day getting a Coney dog.
Dude, I'm telling you, we just go to any campus and just open up, like, a cheap, dirty fast food place. Like, another In-N-Out. Not In-N-Out. What's it called?
Elevation Burger? No.
Cookout.
Yeah, dude. I love Cookout. Holy cookout. Cow.
Sonic.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Get your bread up. Have a net worth of over $1 million.
How we do it.
And then we can sign up for, I know Jollibee, you have to have a net worth of at least like a mil.
I don't know what that is.
Jollibee?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like famous.
Jollibee?
Yeah. It's like a Filipino McDonald's. But they do like, they do their,
it's in California.
They do their sweet spaghetti, their Filipino sweet spaghetti, fried chicken. They just opened up one in Wheaton in Maryland, so I'm trying to go if you guys are trying to go. It's going to open soon, I should say.
How do you spell Jollibee?
J-O-L-L.
Yep.
I.
Yep.
B-E-E.
Got it. Thank
guess what
you?
Their mascot is.
It's a bee.
It's a red and yellow bee.
Damn, all the way out in Wheaton.
Wheaton's not that far, man. It's like 30 minutes. It's like driving down to Fredericksburg for fucking Sonics like
that's
we
true.
Used to do.
Yeah, but then you got to go north. I think I know what you're talking about, this joint. I was listening to a podcast.
And they got the Hollow Hollow, bro?
Okay. Oh, guess what I tried out?
What?
Chutzpah.
Chutzpah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chutzpah's good, huh?
They have a good bagel. I just had a breakfast sandwich to go.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get a chance to, like, sit down
get the
and
experience,
eat.
Yeah.
But from what I've had, it's very good, and
I like it.
Going back for more.
Yo, you got to get the I don't know, do you like root beer?
Root beer? Yeah.
So they they've got this brand. It's called I think Dr. Brown's or something like that.
Okay.
Really good. Their root beer is probably my favorite.
Nice.
Root beer. It's not, I think they started selling it at Giant, the Dr. Brown's shit.
Okay.
They just started selling it.
So Dr. Brown's.
I'm going to start looking into that to go get it.
Okay. Man.
But yeah.
Yeah. Chutzpah's good. And then have you heard of this place called Call Your Mother or something like yeah, Call Your Mother?
No.
It's a deli. But like I mean, they got like a brick and mortar in Georgetown.
Mm.
And they're like, I think they're sprinkled around through the through, like, the DMV or whatever, right?
Hmm.
So Denise and I went to the one in Georgetown, and very good. Excellent bagel.
Hmm.
So if you're ever in Georgetown on O Street, it's pretty good.
If you're ever in Georgetown and you're on Wisconsin, you can come visit the second location.
Oh, I saw that.
Ghost
I
Line, saw that. Ghostline DC. That's the food hall that we're at. They only do to-go orders, I believe.
On Wisconsin?
Yeah, but they do patio dining.
Closer to...
it's right next to the Serbian embassy. Up the street from Trader Joe's.
So that's not near the Ralph Lauren store.
No, I have no idea where the fuck that is.
That's near like the main drag. Like you're on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And you take a right. I think that's...
Oh, yeah. No, you're going to make a left. Under Wisconsin. Yeah, Wisconsin's right. Like a branch off.
Right.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the main strip where all the big bougie stores are at. Yeah.
So, yeah, there's Wisconsin. You go right or left, and you would go left. Yeah. Did you go towards the water or away from the water?
I think away.
Okay, so yeah. Yep, I'm tracking.
But yeah, we're right next to the Serbian embassy.
Cool.
That's where I park my car.
I have to check that out. Do you
So we do all the wait. What are you talking about?
I was gonna say. So do you split time now between Union and
No? Georgetown? I got fired from the second location.
That sucks, man.
Not fired, but like we sent out a text a couple weeks ago. He made it sound like I got fired.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's 31st.
So I used to split my time. I would go there like Friday mornings or like on one of my 2 days off. I would go over there instead.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we asked like the following week. It was like, hey, is he going to be opening there on Friday? And he's like, no, Donovan will no longer be working at Georgetown or Ghostline. And then I was like, oh, cool. And in my head, I was like, why did it sound so bad when he said it like that?
Am I getting fired?
Yeah. And then I brought it up with my boss. I'm like, you guys made it seem like I get fired. He kind of laughed. And I was like, he didn't say anything about it, though. And I was like, wait. I was like, I think I got fired from the second location.
Wait, what? Damn. Wisconsin Abs, long as fuck, man.
I know. Dude, I'm on there for like a couple miles.
Yeah, I'm like up. I'm on Google Maps. I'm like up towards Tinleytown now. Must have gone too far. The Russian Federation, Dumplings and Beyond.
Oh, you might be around there.
Okay.
We're near, like, the Serbian embassy.
Yeah.
We're right next to a park. It's, like, the Guy Mason Park, or...
Guy Mason. Okay. Okay.
Is it pronounced Guy? Gee?
I don't know.
Guy Fieri?
Guy Fieri. Who cares?
Flavortown. That's gangster.
Okay. These are gangster. I love Guy Fieri, man.
Why do people bag on him?
Probably because, you know, the way he dresses and, you know.
Oh, I thought he was like a mean dude in person.
No, you see, like, well, I don't know about in person, but, like, you know, Triple D makes it sound like he's a wholesome dude.
Well, I mean, TV can make anyone sound like a wholesome dude.
That's true. I like to believe Guy Fieri is a good guy. Damn, the Nats really about to lose this one.
Dang. Zero on. They're down to, what, their last batter? He's out. He just got out.
I think, yeah. This will be the... So, baseball's changed its rules and mansplained. If you play a double...
That old man ain't got his mask on. Somebody in the fans. And that's why they can't have a full stadium.
I know.
I saw you post that thing. It was like, why aren't there more fans?
Yeah. Well, one of the pitchers for the Nationals, like, how come they don't have, like, fans in the nosebleeds, you know? Like, the poor people part.
The poor people are just trying to fucking financially recover.
Yeah, so that's a good point. Good point.
What do you mean they all don't have season passes?
Dude, that's literally how the Nationals, like, they open it up to, like, 5,000 fans, which is literally just the season ticket holders.
Yeah.
So. Damn, that dude's throwing gas.
Membership perks, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, so what I was going to say.
Wait, so if you get season tickets, is it only at that stadium or all Nationals games?
It would only be at that stadium.
Oh. Yeah. That's lame.
So all home games.
How many home games are there a year?
I think there's 100, like 60-something.
Holy shit, 60-something home games?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like a 120-game season or something like that.
How much is a season pass?
It's expensive. Like, well, let's find out. Season tickets.
Because season tickets, like, does that just mean you get entry? And then there's different tiers to the season tickets, too, right?
I think so, yeah.
So you can get season tickets for, like, nosebleeds.
Let's find out. There's an 8, so I guess the most is like an 82, there's like 82 home games. 82 game classic plan. Okay, let's find out. Beep, boo, beep, boo, bop. I don't want to chat with the representative.
You start getting phone calls. Hey, so you see you're interested in the season pass?
Yeah, right.
Holders for the Nationals?
No. Request more information. Dang.
They're going to ask you for your email, your number.
Not doing all that.
Nope.
I thought they would just give me, like, a number.
Yeah, he can't. Just give me a pamphlet, man. Let me see your tears, bro.
Right. Oh, here we go. So 82 game plan size. Thanks, buddy. You save 20% on single ticket games.
20% to sit?
Yeah. You can get unlimited ticket exchanges, 30%. You save on concessions and merch, and then discount on additional tickets, another 30%.
So you're saying my $20 baseball cap is now only going to cost $18?
Yep. But you get postseason access. I guess that's a big draw for a lot of people, you know?
What does that mean?
If your team makes it to the playoffs, you can, like, you're the first to get tickets, or you'll be first offered to buy tickets.
Oh, so you can't even go to the playoffs if...
Not for free.
I mean, but you're a season ticket pass holder.
You just get access to it before, like, the common man. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
That's super lame.
Yeah, man.
Also, what's going on with your TV? Is the game over?
Yeah, they only play... So it's a doubleheader, so the... The I almost said NBA. The MLB changed it to now.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball changed it. If you play a doubleheader, you only play 7 innings to cut down on time.
Okay.
Youth think baseball's too boring.
Sibling group chat is blown up.
Whatever. Oh, man.
What happened?
So you got, not to blow up your spot, but you're going to dinner tonight?
Yes.
Nice.
I am. We're going to go. I'm going. I'm going to go try Crazy Crab.
Where's that at?
Fairfax.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude, it's all you can eat on seafood, man. Hold on, let me pull up a fucking... Where is it?
Where are you? Where's Crazy Crab? Swear to me. Swear to the crab.
Wait, why did I pull up Yelp?
You see, Batman.
Not Yelp. I pull up Instagram by accident.
You see, Batman. They don't want to offer you.
It's simple. We...
We eat the Batman. You offer all-you-can-eat seafood, and everyone loses their mind.
It's stupid. So it's going to be like $47 per person for the all-you-can-eat menu.
Thanks, buddy.
Wow. But they've got, like, stone crab, sashimi.
Why do they have the Disney, like, font?
I have no fucking idea.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't ask me, man.
Like, the Let's Start and Get Your Hands Dirty is in the Disney font. And then they switch it up.
Is this a copyright infringement?
Don't show Disney. They'll shut it down.
I'm gonna send a letter to corporate and see if I shut down a restaurant single-handedly.
Or you should just...
Imagine me getting a summons to court because, like, so you were the one that blew the whistle on it. And like, nah.
I just wanted free snow crab, man. I was trying to extort them.
Snow crab's good.
All right, so you get... Dang, you get some mozz sticks. Took her out for seafood. Bitch done ordered cheese sticks.
What?
That's a rap lyric from
ordered cheese sticks
from OJ the Juice Man.
Oh God, OJ made a started a rap career.
No, this like different, not the juice.
Oh,
different OJ. Dang, you get two types of mussels, clams.
There's three types of mussels.
I guess clam is a mussel.
Wait, no. No, that's different then.
You get green and black mussels, clams.
I thought it was... Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm tripping. Anyways, stone crab.
Yeah, blue crab.
And then there's blue crab.
Shrimp, crawfish.
Scrimp. Dude, I might crush the crawfish, man.
Dang.
Well, I don't know what this cut in my hand. I don't know, buddy.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah, you got any tape? I might just tape my finger.
We might have something for you. I know we got some boo-boo Band-Aids.
That might help. Yeah, dude, I texted my nurse friend.
I want chicken tenders.
Yeah, imagine showing up to a seafood place and ordering fucking tenders. Kill yourself.
Mozzarella sticks and tenders for me, please.
I mean, you can eat as much as you want. Yo, no, but like, what the fuck was I saying? Yeah, so I sent a picture of my thumb to my friend, and I was like, nurse, I have a medical emergency.
Please.
And then I was like, I sliced my thumbnail open. And they're like, what? Like, let me see. And I sent it to them. They're like, you fucking baby. Like, listen, it'll grow back out in 2 weeks. I'm like, all right, listen. I sent it to you as a joke. I didn't really need medical assistance. Like, I'll
but
live.
It hurty. Oh,
yeah, it hurty.
Can I get a some painkillers for this, perhaps.
What? All you can eat. Dude.
What?
All you can eat raw oysters? Oh, baby, you know I'm about to get tapeworm.
Horny.
I'm about to get so much tapeworm.
You know that, like, the oysters themselves isn't the aphrodisiac. It's the act.
Yeah. It's a slurping. I mean, same with berries and anything. Yeah, and any aphrodisiac food is just the slurping.
So seductive.
Yeah, or, like, the juiciness. Or, like, yeah, it's not the food themselves make you horny. It's just the...
the lasagna.
Yeah, exactly.
Lasagna is aphrodisiac. Do you want this last...
I don't think that's...
What? Lasagna is definitely not an aphrodisiac. That's for the record.
Lasagna? Dave, do you like fried calamari or fried clam strips? I think calamari.
Calamari. How do you feel? I know some people don't really like the calamari that looks like, you know, a squid.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fried one.
Mm-hmm.
They much prefer like the O's.
Wait, who?
I just heard a discourse on a podcast.
That what?
You know, like. Some prefer the O's over, like, the fried squid-looking ones.
The tentacles?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the whole thing.
Right. I mean, I don't... Personally, I like both. I won't, you know, shy away either.
Oh, people like, prefer? There's a preference? Mm-hmm. You serious? Dude, I'm just happy to get any at all.
Right?
You know what I mean? Dude, fried calamari is fried calamari, bro. The ring? What is that? So people are like... So it's like...
They think the tentacles are gross, and they would much prefer rings.
You're eating an animal, man. It's going to look like an animal.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm not saying you. I'm just saying, like, you know, in general.
Right,
like,
right.
Why are you tripping, dog?
It got me tripping. You got me stumbling.
That's a good song.
Oh.
Damn it. What song is that?
I don't know. I just know that part. Isn't that Mariah?
I think so.
How are you feeling about White Boy Summer?
I have no idea what the fuck that is.
It's you know who Chet Hanks is, right? Tom Hanks's son.
No.
So Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah. We talked about him before.
Yeah. He's like a himbo, like personified, you know? For those who don't know.
Like a himbo?
A himbo. A male bimbo.
Like an idiot?
He's an idiot. Like, he's good looking. He's an idiot. He's buff.
Got you.
Like, I think those are, like, the three criteria.
Like, ditzy, like, oh, my God. Like, wow.
Or like White Boy Summer. Like, I think he was just, like, you know, talking. And he's like, it's going to be a White Boy Summer without really thinking, like, there's going to be any, like, racial implications.
Uh-huh.
Which, it was funny for, like, 24 hours. And then... You know, like the rules he started coming out were funny, but then like he started like making a song and all this for it. And I'm like, you've bought too much into it now. Like, you know, like it was funny to laugh at him, but now he's aware.
It's like he's made it his personality.
Yeah.
Got you. Whack.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Chet Hanks just for the fact that he is a himbo.
And his name is Hank. Or I mean, Chet.
Chet. Yeah. Like. You know, you just got to take everything he says as, like, you're an idiot.
But yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you can't just, like, I mean, but at the same time, too, like, you know, if you really break it down.
Right.
It's like, we understand he's an idiot, and, like, don't take anything he says seriously. But then, like, by that logic, we shouldn't take what anyone says seriously, you know?
Point. Yeah. He also went to Northwestern, so I don't know if he's really an idiot. Like, that's a good school to get into.
Well, I mean, you know, like, what is
it? It also helps that your dad's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I mean, the Full House kids, the Full House wife.
Bro, do you watch that documentary?
Nope.
It's good.
I don't watch documentaries, my man.
That one's more like a reenactment, like a documentary.
But yeah, you know, like, same. You know, I'm not saying that Tom Hanks did the same shit.
Come on, man. It's Tom Hanks.
So he did.
No, Tom Hanks is a good person.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I mean,
the government's lost all their... accountability, so they were borrowing some of his. That's from The Simpsons.
But, that's a good one.
Yeah.
But like, what I'm saying is, like, yeah, he's a good person, but it doesn't mean, you know, just because you're a good person doesn't mean you won't take advantage of the system.
Right, which, the Full House
Lori something.
I don't fucking know. But anyways, yeah. So, like, she just wanted a good education for her kids.
Her dumb kid. Like in the documentary,
the daughter?
Yeah. So, the daughter's in, like, prep school, right? In high school?
Yeah.
What, like, a counselor? Like, I guess it would be a student.
Administrator?
Like, the person who helps you, like, get to college or, like,
yeah, that's, like, your counselor.
Yeah. So, her counselor was like, how did you get into, like, University of Southern California on a athletic scholarship? Like, you're an idiot. And so
that's why she's an athlete.
She is not, though. She's, yeah. Right. But she wasn't an athlete in high school.
Yes.
Like, that was their, like, you pay, you know, like, $1 billion, we'll fake an athletic scholarship for your kid, and it's an automatic entry.
Yeah, but who got punished, the parents or the college or both? The college should have been punished for letting it happen.
No, man. They were saying that, like, any coach who knew about it got punished.
Yes.
You know, some parents went to jail. And obviously the dude who was, like, orchestrating.
Like, the middleman between everyone.
Yeah. It was just one guy doing all this, which is really insane.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, dude. He's making bank.
Yeah, this dude was, yeah.
How do you get into what he's doing?
That's what the documentary got into, was kind of, like, the person.
How did he start?
That's cool. I think he was literally, like, a college coach. Like, he would coach kids on, like, how to get to college. And he's like, I know how to, like, game the system now. You know?
Yeah.
But what are we talking about? Oh, yeah.
But the counselor's like, you're not smart and you're not athletic.
Right. So, like, how did you get into... You
so know, that counselor was the one that started the whole investigation?
The way the documentary spins it is, like, the counselor, like, confronted the daughter's dad, and the daughter's dad got really defensive and was like, who the F are you? Like, I'm yada yada. You're just a stupid counselor. Like, don't go poking your head where it doesn't belong.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, like, all they made it seem to... like, that's all it made it seem like the counselor did.
Mm.
Was kind of like, this is raising some red flags.
Mm.
So, and somewhere in between, the FBI gets involved for white-collar crime, and the rest is history.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, both the parents are in jail?
I know the mom is. I'm sure the dad did time, too. True. But, you know, it's like white-collar prison for 2 months, so. Yeah, so, and, like, the universities didn't get in trouble, man. And they got to keep, like, the money.
What?
Yeah.
Nah, that's fucked up.
No, the documentary did not... I remember the documentary not specifying that, like, they had to pay the money back or, like, do something with it. Now, some universities did. Like, you know, they got rid of that dirty money.
Yeah, it's like a publicity.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't know, cleaning their hands, if you will.
Yeah, they're like, you know, we're giving it to...
charity know, or, like...
Yeah, some program for...
Like underprivileged kids to be able to get into college.
Right, to know, get into like, Stanford. Like, yeah. Stanford was a big one. That it was like Stanford, USC.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically all the Ivy League schools.
I mean, they're not traditional Ivy League. They're just like good
new
schools.
New school Ivy League.
Yeah. That's another thing they talked about is, like, how, like, the word, like, prestige of these schools has gotten way out of hand. And it kind of, like, drove, you know, these insecure parents to, like, go to, I think the guy's name was Rick, go figure, and why, like, they chose to go to Rick and, like, get his help.
Coral.
Sorry. Coral. Stuff. Coral. Things.
Walkers. I don't
know.
Nobody watches. Do they still pump out episodes?
I know. I don't know who's watching it, because it's awful.
Is it bad now?
Dude, it's so bad. Like,
it's derailed. They should have just ended it when Glenn died.
Yeah.
I'm still not even caught up to that point. I still haven't watched Glenn die.
I watched that episode and then, like, a couple where, like, Negan's the bad guy. And then I'm like, this is fucking stupid. I can't do this.
The last thing I remember was Abraham shooting an RPG at a truck.
I don't even remember that.
That was, like, I would say early, but I guess later for you.
Yeah.
I remember, what's her name? Maggie's sister died.
Yeah.
That was like a few episodes after that. And they just found out, they just discovered Negan's men.
Mm.
But they haven't met Negan himself. That's where I'm at.
Gotcha.
It's like, to me, like, the point I'm at, Negan doesn't exist yet.
Right. He's a good bad guy.
I heard that's what people are saying.
Yeah. But, I mean, that show, it's pretty, like, you know, rinse and repeat. Like,
new bad guy.
New bad guy.
People Rick, die.
Rick's got to challenge the person in charge because he's got to be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Santa Democracy. It's a Ricktatorship.
Speaking of democracy, yeah, I heard that shit went straight Clone Trooper. The newer episode. So they found, like, a whole super civilization.
Oh, my God.
And it looks like Star Wars and Hunger Games had, like, a baby.
In The Walking Dead?
Yeah. So, like, the bad guys, you know, like, you remember Hunger Games where they all suited up?
Yeah.
Yeah, so now, like, basically, I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Interesting.
I think. I'm tripping unless I looked
at it. I honestly don't care enough to find out.
Anyways, yeah. So
I don't know who's still watching that show, man.
I think I'm tripping. Ignore everything I said. But anyways, yeah.
Who pumped that show out? It's the same one who did Breaking Bad.
Yeah, is that dude still doing the after The Walking Dead, that little talk show after?
Does he still do that? Oh, man, he was like the face for a while. Because he also had a show like After Midnight. Do you remember that?
Isn't that the one after The Walking Dead?
After Midnight? No, that's Talking Dead.
The Talking Dead, yeah, that dude.
He also had like a little game show. Talking Dead.
Making good money then. He's got a couple of shows on the same network.
Christopher Hardwick. Chris Hardwick. All right. Beep boop, beep boop, bop. Yeah, what's he up to?
Yeah, my finger hurts.
My bingy hurt.
Suck it in your mouth.
Discography.
Damn, oh. I really want raw oysters.
Man, you gotta make me act up.
Damn, man.
This dude's been in a lot. Holy cow.
I miss doing the pod, man.
Yeah, it's nice to get back.
Just some chill.
Just guys being dudes. Yeah, man. Yeah, bruh. Oh,
shit. We're supposed to hit up DK and John.
Oh, yeah, because this is episode 69.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No shit.
I think it is.
Oh, my God. We're not having any sex talk.
Teddy fucked the lasagna. Actually, I can go off a tirade about that.
What? Who fucked the lasagna?
I said titty fuck the lasagna.
Who the fuck is titty?
No, like put your boobs in lasagna.
Oh, titty fuck the lasagna. I thought you said titty fucked the lasagna. And I was like, Tommy, my friend? Like, Tommy fucked the lasagna. I was like, hold on. Wait, like, where the fuck?
The Italian American pie.
Yeah, you guys fucking.
Oh!
Yeah, I thought you meant like my friend, like Vietnamese Tommy fucked lasagna. No. I was like,
you don't remember that internet thing? I think someone graffitied like titty fuck the lasagna.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I can go off a tirade about that.
There's hope for this generation yet.
beep boop, beep boop, bop. Lasagna. Yeah, I mean, this is old. You ever see that make the rounds on the internet?
No, that's awesome, though.
That's old. Yeah, that's an old one.
When I get a house, I'll spray paint that on my wall.
oh, man. So speaking of that, I was listening to a podcast called Come Town, and they were spoofing on Jerry Seinfeld, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that got me thinking about, like, observational humor, and I was thinking about, like, you know, titty fucking.
Okay.
And I was thinking, like, how funny would it be if Jerry Seinfeld did, like, you know, like, 2 minutes on, like, observational titty fucking.
Like, just watching it?
Or, like, so this is the joke
I made. Or just talking about it.
Just talking about it. This is the joke I made.
Okay.
All right, let me pull it up, because I typed it out.
Nice.
Yeah. I was actually pretty proud of this, but.
Put it out there, bro.
All right.
Let the internet tear you apart.
What's the deal with titty fucking?
Is that how you started it?
Yeah. Okay. That's how Jerry's, like, this is Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay.
So what's the deal with titty fucking? I mean, you aren't putting your cock into the boob. There's no orifice.
That's what you got?
I mean, there's anal, mouth, and vaginal. Those are holes, everyone. Look at the hand job. You don't call that palm fucking.
So what's the deal?
It's a boob job.
It's a boob job. Nice. That's what I came up with. We either call it a boob job or hot dogging. Because you put a wiener between two buns and you squish them together.
But isn't that...
I guess it'd be your butt.
Yeah.
I guess you're titty fucking some butts. That'd be hot dogging.
You're just rubbing your peen.
Between two butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll call that hot dogging. What's the deal?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So. So. That's what got me hot and bothered as of late. You know?
So 69. We're on episode 69.
Yeah.
How do you feel about 69?
Like the act itself?
Yes.
Kind of gross.
Really? Not into it?
Just, eh.
We'll just not talk about it.
We should be like our grandparents and just not talk about it. Also has blue one in it. Nice. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, nerd. Well, you don't want to talk about sex. You just want to talk about your food colors. Yeah, your food
I work with these.
Go ahead.
Okay, how do you feel about it?
I mean, it's fun.
It's fun. It's a chore the whole team can get a part of.
I mean, sometimes, you know, you don't, you know, there's, like you said, there's two holes. And sometimes you might accidentally
put your thumb up your butt.
Yeah, put thumb up my own ass. So, I mean, that'll go like one of two ways. Either the girl's like, oh, or she's like, oh.
Why'd you do that to yourself?
Turn around your thumb in your mouth? What?
What? You weren't going to do yours? I thought we were doing this together. Welcome back, everybody.
The fuck is, I'll just go jerk off in the bathroom if you don't want to participate. Dude, I feel like that's like the married lifestyle, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Like when you get to a certain point, like you know, you both work
in. Are you in the mood?
But yeah, it's like you in the mood. It's like, nah, sorry. I just jerked off in the shower. I'm good.
Yeah.
Good night.
And just roll over. Yeah. Good night. Yep. Dave Chappelle had a good thing about that. I mean, it was like, the whole skit was around the home stenographer.
But. Yeah, he was saying that was Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart's like, you gotta plan this shit out.
I wish I could do a good Kevin Hart, but I can't. I just sound high pitched.
I don't watch enough Kevin Hart to be able to do an impression.
Yeah, I'm afraid it'd be too much like a really bad Chris Rock.
He's very high energy though.
Yeah, or Chris Tucker.
And we're very low energy.
Yeah, we are.
That's why the pod hasn't taken off.
Wow.
Well, hit the fuck. Nice.
Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit!
Stop it! Oh shit!
Nice. Fabrizio sending me a message. Oh, Fabrizio put like something on his Instagram story. It was like, what is the hardest thing to say?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was a bunch of those. It was like, I'm sorry, I love you. Well,
that's not hard. I was wrong. All the time.
And then I said, Worcestershire sauce is hard for me to say.
Did you reply?
Yeah, oh, it was a voice reply, so here we go. Worcestershire.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
It's Worcestershire. It's not Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
So what's this here sauce?
Worcestershire sauce.
Because the way it's spelled.
There, I know the word shire's in it.
Exactly. So you can't just say sure.
Yeah, I would go Worcestershire. Yeah, I'm funny.
What the fuck? How to say I love you in Japanese? Why is that? How to say.
Dang, Sugi's out. Nice, bro. I was going to, man.
Thanks. How to pronounce Worcestershire
in Japanese.
Wait, there's a different. So there's a way to say it in the UK and the US.
Wow.
Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire sauce.
So it's Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
So what did Fabrizio say?
Hopefully we didn't lose it. Oh, nice.
Oh,
it's just
Worcestershire. Oh, shit.
He got it.
Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, Worcestershire.
Yeah, he got it.
Oh, cool.
Crushed it. I'm going to message back. Crushed it.
I stand corrected. And that's from the Cambridge Dictionary. It's Cambridge, bro.
Cambridge? Can't, blimey!
Can't argue.
The Cambridge Dictionary for Worcestershire Shosh. Man, oh man, it's good to be back.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
No, have you seen that video? I was going to ask you, he's like, yo, we should add a new button. And it's that video of the kid. He's saying, he's like, the mac and cheese with the chicken strips.
I think I've seen.
Dude, that's, I don't know why. That shit gets me every time.
Have you seen the kid who's like, the chocolate milk in the Chuck E. Cheese? I don't know. I was like, these kids were making like all these cringy videos of them.
Like, some of them are funny though.
Yeah.
No, there was, oh fuck. Speaking of like Chuck E. Cheese, bro, what the fuck? Somebody I know, they were like, yo, the food at Chuck E. Cheese is actually good. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's the mascot's a rat. Like, how good can it be?
I mean, you know, mascot aside, it's that's not their selling point. Their selling point is a rat casino for children.
It's Dave and Buster's for kids.
Yeah.
Bustin' makes me feel good. Do you know if the Dave and Buster's in Springfield's still open?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. Open.
Survive COVID. Bus. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, sorry. So sorry. No, I was reading. I was reading somebody's important text. But yeah, no. I mean, like somebody on the internet said, "It's like, why do people love going to Chuck E. Cheese? It's a giant rat for a mascot. Let your children be free inside the rat casino to like get their greasy fingers on, like, you know, touching everything and like, yeah, it's gross. With their shitty Caesar's pizza. Growing up, I remember, as a kid,
right.
I remember loving Chuck E. Cheese. Right. You know what I mean? Like, who the fuck didn't?
Right.
You know
what I'm saying? It's like video games and...
Who didn't? Oh, shit.
I mean, is
hold
it...
Hold on. Oh, God. It's... Hold on. Hello? Hey, you're on the podcast.
Hey, podcast. This is Thomas.
Can I call you back in, like, 5 minutes?
So that was actually really good projection. I like that.
That'll be two now.
All right.
No.
What the fuck was that?
Anyway. Yeah, man. I mean, it's got all the bright lights, you know.
You're on speaker.
They'll catch you under.
Okay. All right. See ya.
You know. It's got the games. You can get, you know, a ton of tickets to win, like, a crappy pencil.
Yeah, see, I mean, but that's their, that, I mean, that's how you, you know, you don't make money by giving, like, high-end prizes for cheap away.
Well, duh, yeah.
Wait, so what were you saying? You just describing everything about it?
Just, you know, like, what's, like, the allure for kids, man? It's, you know, it's loud, it's got games.
You play and you can still earn things from
right,
it. You know,
right.
It's like you're working.
You have no, like, numerical value on, like, you know, how much a pencil costs in the real world.
Yeah, I mean, your parents spend, like, give you, like, fucking $20 to go run around, do whatever the fuck you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of it, you have, like, 2 Tootsie Rolls and a Chinese finger trap.
Yep. Damn. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Like, in the moment, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, this is awesome, right?
Yeah.
Like, I never want to leave.
But breaking it down now that we're, like,
right,
pseudo adults.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I mean, I won't feel like an adult until, like, I'm 100%
God,
on my own. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But...
I'm going to turn this TiVo off. It's freaking me out.
What?
So I'm just going to turn the TV off.
Off? Isn't it off?
I don't think so.
I think it's off. Yeah. Now it's on.
You're on. Yeah, I think I know. I think
but
you
yeah, but
on
yeah,
the
now
same
that you,
page.
Like, look at it, you're like, damn, this is, like, a trap. But I think it's more, if anything, it's like...
It's just a movie, like, man.
It's a break from having to deal with your own kids.
Yeah.
Until one of them gets hurt.
Until your kid gets stuck in the ball pit.
Yeah, or like takes off his diaper and smears shit on in the ball pit.
Bio warfare.
Yo, can you imagine?
Your kid's going to jail for like breaking the
public indecency.
And breaking like Geneva Convention rules of warfare.
Man. Man, I mean, but what's that saying, though? It's like, all is fair in the name of love and war.
Yeah.
But, like, how are you going to put...
Go Nats.
Like, rules...
I don't know.
Man. On something like that when it's like,
Well, if you don't like it, let's just not do it at all.
I don't know, man. Just
I am but a humble citizen.
Yeah.
of the United States.
I don't think that far, dog.
You know what I mean? I mean, you know, big picture though. You know, it's like war is fucked up. We shouldn't be able to do this, this, or this. I'm like, well, let's just not do it at all.
Yeah, I think maybe, I don't know. I mean, we haven't been, like, really in war.
But like, war is, like, I understand war is, like, a tool to further.
War never changes.
Country. Yeah, like, a country's, as the word, a country's.
Go back.
What's the, Jack, what the fuck's
this? Do have? It again. We'll turn and round and round. You go back. To further back,
their interests.
Jack.
That's what I'm saying.
I've tuned out. I'm sorry.
No, but I was just saying, like war is a tool used to further a country's interests.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, what, I mean, you know, countries can't exactly, like, talk like that to each other, especially, like, you got something I want. Well, I don't want to give it. He's like, all right, bitch.
Nah, she, I want your natural resources,
I've,
she.
I've got my fingers on the button. I've got my fingers on the button. Nah, she. Now, but everyone's got it now, and then everyone's got their finger on the button.
I got my finger on the button. Yeah. Don't make me act up, she. Nah, she. God dang, I'm so snotty.
Snotty. Yo, what allergy medicine are you taking? Holy shit, dude, this podcast fucking sucks. What the fuck? We're talking about allergy medicine.
Yeah.
Anyways, but
my allergy cocktail is Claritin D and
try Allegra.
I'm actually on Zoloft. Just kidding. Yeah, like Claritin D and like off-brand Zyrtec. I don't know. Fucking Kaiser gave it to me because they won't give me
the good shit.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, just try Allegra D.
All right. The decongestant. Oh man, I'll try anything at this point.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm bumpy. Oh, I'm into golf now.
Yeah, like, I saw
more
that.
I was prior. Yeah, Joel and I are like swinging the sticks together. So, that's fun to do. It's not fun going out to like the course and just laying an egg in front of people. Oh bro, so the last time Joel, so Burke Lake, you know, has a golf course, but they're all like par threes. So like it's not, in theory, it's not as challenging as like a real golf course. But man, me and Joel and I make it look like we're, you know, playing the most challenging
competitive
hole. Yeah. So like,
wait, you guys taking it seriously or it just,
no,
looks
we
like,
roll up. So last time we played,
it just looks like you guys are challenged.
We look like we're challenged. It's so bad. So, like, you know.
Like to a real golf course?
Yeah, it's a real golf
course. Oh, okay. I thought you guys were just at the driving range.
No, like, we play nine holes. Not well, by any means.
Yeah, how many people were behind you in line?
So, the first time we played, we had to send one group ahead of us.
By the end of it?
Honestly, it was just one, so it wasn't too bad. The second time we played, we got stuck with a couple and, like, these people meant business. They had like covers on all their
On like hardcore, like all their super expensive. Their $3,000 golf set.
These dudes, well, it was a man and a woman.
Pulled up with their custom golf cart.
Yeah, dude. These guys were like, you know, had like all the best stuff, yada yada. And Joel and I are showing up in like Carhartt tees. I'm wearing like a headband, and we're like, you know, I'm Anthony and this is Joel. We're going to play best ball. Do you guys care? And they're like, no. I'm like, great. So they kind of just let us do our thing. But man, you know, like this dude had a range finder and like, you're not hitting over like 150 like
yards
or feet. It's not far. So like, there's really no need for a range finder. So Joel and I are like, man, we're just going to hit the ball and see what happens. And it's so bad, but it's fun.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you like it. See, I mean, that's the most important thing at the end of the day. Who cares if you're bad or good? Yeah, you like doing it, you like doing it.
I know.
You can make, like, you know, you could be like, you know, like your mom. She likes to knit.
Right.
You could be like the shittiest knitter.
She crochets, but, like, bro.
my ass. But please. Yeah, I mean, she crochets, you know what I mean? Like, you can still be really bad at something, you know.
Still enjoy it.
Yeah, you can still enjoy it. And eventually you'll be good.
Right, just keep practicing.
Yeah, I mean, if you like something enough, you just get good at it naturally. Yeah.
I could probably exploit the, like, missing an arm thing and then really just, like, you know, make a killing off that.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's opportunities to make money everywhere.
Dude, they're, oh my God, man. If I really, like, egg this, like, missing a hand thing, like, let's say, like, I, you know, was, like, I just pivot and like, all right, I'm going to be a CrossFit dude now. And like missing a hand, people would just be like creaming their jeans.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, you're an inspiration.
Right.
If you don't let anything stop you.
Right. My favorite is, bro, like I just saw you do that. Now I need to get in there. I'm like,
thanks, man.
I mean, yeah. I mean, but that's not such a bad thing though. You know what I mean? Even though.
I don't know. I have my own personal
if it makes you uncomfortable that people like. Are using you as like some sort of, you know, because you're just an average Joe. Like,
feel better.
Yeah, like you're just an average Joe doing.
Yeah, you. Like.
But then people take it, you know, they read into it too deep. Like,
right.
Man, like.
Bro, you
despite all of the challenges, like, and just like, all right, listen, bro, like.
Bro, you podcast with one hand? Yeah. Oh my God.
No, I totally get it. I mean, I don't get it. But right, like, right.
You'll never get it. Yeah. Don't you ever assume my channel. Right, whatever.
Listen, go to work tomorrow.
Same. Cut my arm off. Now we're the same.
Oh, you don't get phantom limb syndrome? Okay, yeah, I guess I'm better than you.
There's levels to this disability.
Okay. Dude, we're both laying down on the couch, bro. I think it's time to wrap up.
We're at like an hour 26, so.
we're getting too comfortable.
Yeah, I know. I'm about to like just turn, lay on my stummy.
Is that how you sleep? Are you a tummy sleeper?
No, I'm a
side sleeper? Yeah. Back sleeper?
Side sleeper.
I'm a side sleeper. I sleep on my right side.
I sleep on my left. Oh. Yeah, it's the most
comfortable. We shared a bed.
We wouldn't touch.
We would be facing each other.
No. Yes, we would.
Yeah.
We're doing it right now.
Yeah.
Hey, man, object permanence is not my thing.
No, wait.
Yeah, because you're on your left right now. I'm on my right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so we just flip it.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, it's perfect, bro, because I like the left side of the bed. Yeah. This works out.
Oh, I like the left side, too.
Oh. So you like facing out?
I like facing the door.
So your bed.
Yep.
Is the middle of the bed. Are you facing out or into your bed?
I'm facing outward.
Oh, I'm facing into my bed.
Oh, no, I face outward. Like, my face is looking at my closet.
Yeah, I think I'm going to downsize my bed. There's no reason I should have a queen.
You have a queen?
Yeah.
I got a full, and it's plenty.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think I'm just going to get a full. Because, like, a queen just takes up so much space.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point in fucking having a queen if you're sleeping by yourself.
Right.
Sad boys.
Sad. You sleep diagonal and still have a ton of space.
No, because I don't know. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, the other half of my bed is just laundry.
Right.
You know, like, you know, all my bullshit. But anyways, yeah, we're getting too comfortable.
You should get a twin XL. Just pretend you're living in a dorm.
just have two twins?
Yeah.
Wait, so like a twin at a dorm is like a little bigger than a twin?
It's just longer.
Oh, it's not wider?
Yeah, I think it's just longer.
Why the fuck would you need to be longer? I guess
for tall people?
Tall kids?
I don't know.
These have to fit everyone. Everyone!
Yeah.
One size fits all. A twin
XL.
Yeah, what if you have like some 7-foot motherfucker, like his feet just hang on the rail?
Yeah, it's like in a... in a bunk bed.
Yeah, exactly. His
feet are just hanging over.
Yeah, is that going to be like Sully from fucking...
Yeah, Monsters, Inc. His limbs are just hanging from the side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. But something to think about.
With that note, close out.
All right.
Dinner in 25 minutes.
Oh, yeah, let's get out of here. You have any segments?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I was drinking Mountain Dew Code Red.
Nice.
And
very gamer.
I totally forgot we have fucking segments coming out in the game.
Yeah, I have a dude of the week.
Go ahead.
That's about it. My dude of the week is my boy Webby.
Is that the dude that was on the pod one time and he dropped the N-bomb?
No, that's Wilder.
Oh, okay. Another W. But anyways.
Yeah, I'll start with W. Webby and I are cooking something up in the near future. So
meth?
Nah, maybe. Maybe a little sports podcast.
Ooh.
Who knows? Branching out.
Side hustle. You cheating on me, dog?
It's just a thought right now.
Where? But,
you know, we'll see where it goes.
Isn't Webby, didn't he just move here? No,
who? No, he's out in Chicago.
Oh, Chirac.
Yeah, Chirac. Yeah, I don't have like a whoa there guy or a boner gym. I guess my boner gym is like
stubbing your toe.
Stubbing my toe, and like it's really nice outside, and I'm at work for like 5 hours when I'd much rather be outside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I totally get what you mean. I'm at work for like 13 hours a day. And
listen, bitch. This is my moment. And I don't take this from me.
Steal my thunder.
My boner jam, I fucking sliced my fingy open. That sucks. Mm.
It's now you gotta crack some, you have to crack some crawdads.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I don't know. Shit, maybe I'll just eat oysters until I get sick. I hope I put the lemon on one of the moves. I'll still eat it.
Oh, you should put some Worcestershire sauce on it.
Worcestershire. Yeah, Worcestershire.
Worcestershire sauce. All
right, we're not doing this again.
Due
to
the
week, shout out homegirl Mindy for buying her first house at 21. That's an achievement.
Nice. That is a big achievement.
A house, townhouse. She bought a townhouse.
Hey, townhouse is still a house.
Yeah, I mean, she.
Her name's on a lease and paying a mortgage. So girls posting their W's.com or Twitter.com/girls posting their W's.
Yeah, well, we're all very proud of you. Very happy for your new. Taking the next step in your life.
Invite us over and let us host every day. Well, not every day, but you know.
Host what?
This podcast. Oh, like that's the studio. No,
I don't think so. She got two yippy dogs.
Yep. All right.
But yeah, congrats to her.
Yeah, big shouts.
Wother guy.
Yeah.
Fucking Uber customer service. Fuck you,
dude. Uber customer service sucks.
Like. Uber Eats customer service, man. I was like, dude, I've never had. And I was like telling her, I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, why is the customer telling us that you didn't like that they didn't get their food delivered? And they're like, well, they didn't receive it. And I'm like, well, no shit. So what the fuck did your driver do with it?
Oh, you're doing it from the restaurant standpoint.
Yes.
Wow.
And I was like, so what the fuck did your driver do with it? He's like, what do you mean? I was like, I gave him two bags. Why was only one of them delivered?
Probably ate the second one, man.
And then you're like, well, we can't prove that. I'm like, I can call the customer right now, and they can tell you that they only got one bag.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I remember how I packed it too, and this was like a week ago. I was like, I remember this order because it was big.
Did you actually talk to someone?
Like, yeah.
Wow.
But the way she was talking, she was reading off a script. So I might as well have been talking to a fucking robot,
right?
Because she was like, I was like going off. You know what I mean? She's
right,
like,
right.
I understand. Every time I went off, she's like, I understand, like clockwork, bro.
Oh, that's
and it was
annoying.
Driving me nuts. I'm like, dude, at least try to fucking.
They're trying to get you to swear so they can just hang up.
Yeah, I was like, just try to sympathize with me, please.
Yeah.
So yeah, fuck customer Uber Eats, Uber Eats customer service. You guys fucking suck dick.
Just Uber's customer service in general is terrible.
I mean, Uber in general is bad.
Yeah, if it's the convenient. News has taught us anything,
it's convenient, but it's just bad. All right, man, we're dragging this on.
All right, yep. All right. Goodbye, everyone. Hope you guys still like us.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. We love you.
Wash your hands.
And your ass.